Now open your question paper and look at part one. Now we are ready to start. Listen carefully. You will hear each recording twice.
Painful mouth sores are a sign of infection. But what type of infection is it?
www.myoralhealth.com. My tongue is red and sore. It's probably a bacterial infection, like scarlet fever. Your doctor can treat this with antibiotics. I have white ulcers with red edges on my tongue. Maybe it's herpes simplex. This is a chronic viral infection, and it's very contagious. Cold sores are a sign of mild herpes. You may get similar ulcers if you have measles or chickenpox. Medication is available, but the problem can recur. There are white spots inside my lip. It sounds like the fungal infection, thrush. It can be treated with antifungal medication. I've got painful ulcers on the roof of my mouth. Canker sores like these result from a virus or stress. They disappear after about 2 weeks. I've got blisters inside my cheeks and they keep popping. Vesicles and bullae like these are symptoms of disease and require a consultation with your doctor.
Now listen again.
Painful mouth sores are a sign of infection. But what type of infection is it?
www.myoralhealth.com. My tongue is red and sore. It's probably a bacterial infection, like scarlet fever. Your doctor can treat this with antibiotics. I have white ulcers with red edges on my tongue. Maybe it's herpes simplex. This is a chronic viral infection, and it's very contagious. Cold sores are a sign of mild herpes. You may get similar ulcers if you have measles or chickenpox. Medication is available, but the problem can recur. There are white spots inside my lip. It sounds like the fungal infection, thrush. It can be treated with antifungal medication. I've got painful ulcers on the roof of my mouth. Canker sores like these result from a virus or stress. They disappear after about 2 weeks. I've got blisters inside my cheeks and they keep popping. Vesicles and bullae like these are symptoms of disease and require a consultation with your doctor.
Now turn to part two.
I can easily see the cause of your toothache on these x-rays.
What's the problem?
You've got a bad abscess right at the base of your tooth. It's very badly infected.
Will you be able to treat it?
Yes, of course. I'll need to do a root canal.
That sounds painful. Can't I just take antibiotics?
No, I need to get into the pulp chamber in your teeth and remove all the infected tissue.
Ouch. How will you get to it?
I'll make a hole in your tooth. But don't worry, I'll fill it in again.
Will my tooth be the same afterwards?
Yes, I won't need to give you a crown. The tooth is still in quite good shape.
Okay, I suppose I'd better go ahead then.
Now listen again.
I can easily see the cause of your toothache on these x-rays.
What's the problem?
You've got a bad abscess right at the base of your tooth. It's very badly infected.
Will you be able to treat it?
Yes, of course. I'll need to do a root canal.
That sounds painful. Can't I just take antibiotics?
No, I need to get into the pulp chamber in your teeth and remove all the infected tissue.
Ouch. How will you get to it?
I'll make a hole in your tooth. But don't worry, I'll fill it in again.
Will my tooth be the same afterwards?
Yes, I won't need to give you a crown. The tooth is still in quite good shape.
Okay, I suppose I'd better go ahead then.
That is the end of part two.
Now, turn to part three.
So before I perform the extraction, I need to talk to you about possible complications.
Complications? You mean something might go wrong?
Don't worry. Most complications are minor. And in many cases, there are no problems at all.
Okay, so what might happen?
Well, first of all, you may get some bleeding. In most cases, this will go away after an hour.
Oh, I expected that.
You may get some swelling and bruising, too.
But that will go away, won't it?
Yes, it might take a few weeks, though. Finally, there's a condition called dry socket.
What's that?
It's when a blood clot fails to form in the socket. It's painful, but we can treat it.
Thanks for the warning. I'm happy to go ahead.
Now listen again.
So before I perform the extraction, I need to talk to you about possible complications.
Complications? You mean something might go wrong?
Don't worry. Most complications are minor. And in many cases, there are no problems at all.
Okay, so what might happen?
Well, first of all, you may get some bleeding. In most cases, this will go away after an hour.
Oh, I expected that.
You may get some swelling and bruising, too.
But that will go away, won't it?
Yes, it might take a few weeks, though. Finally, there's a condition called dry socket.
What's that?
It's when a blood clot fails to form in the socket. It's painful, but we can treat it.
Thanks for the warning. I'm happy to go ahead.
That is the end of part 3.